Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hello, mama. I am so glad that you are back and you're listening to my show. Can I ask you a favor? If you've been a listener and you've been listening to my show for a little bit and you've been enjoying it and you found it helpful, because I'm sure I have regular listeners that keep coming back, would you do me a big favor right now? This would be so, so, so helpful. It will take you less than 30 seconds. Could you just pause this episode for a second and share my show with another mom in your life who you know is struggling with overwhelm and stress and burnout and just struggling reacting, and you know that she will find this show, you know, helpful. That's how I can help more women. If more women know about me, they can find my resources and I can help them, because I want you to thrive in motherhood. I want you to succeed. I want you to feel good about yourself as a mom and your friends as well. I hate to see moms silently struggle. So many mamas struggle feeling so overwhelmed, so burnout, feel like they're running on empty. They're completely reacting, have so much guilt for feeling like a failure. And the reality is they just need a little bit extra support. So just take a second, share my show with another mama that could use it, and I will be so, so grateful for you. Anyways, let's come back to the show. So I wanted to share with you about kind of like how things have been for me lately and how has August been for me emotionally and mentally. This episode, I will talk about how our personal struggles will spill out into our parenting and motherhood. So if you don't know and you haven't listened to any of the previous episodes, we recently moved from Minnesota to Florida. As I'm recording today, it's been 2 months since we moved, and it's been a huge change for our family. All our family still left in Minnesota. We moved because of the weather. We felt like also God was leading us to move here. Some things were lined up, but not everything. But we felt like God was leading us to move and that He would just answer our prayers as we come and settle here. Well, there's a lot of spiritual struggles that I feel like has been happening between my spouse, me, and God. My spouse and I are doing really well right now. I think that brought us closer together, the struggles that we're dealing with. But the spiritual struggle when you pray to God and He's not answering, when you've done everything you know under the sun to connect with Him, to draw near closer to Him, and you've been asking something for weeks and weeks and actually months, and you don't hear anything, and there's absolutely no response, it feels so heavy. It feels so challenging. It just this heaviness that just comes over you, and you're like, God, I'm trying here. I'm doing my best. I'm taking action what I feel like I'm led to do, but you're just not even meeting me halfway. And so what I wanted to talk to you about how our personal struggles that are outside of motherhood will affect our motherhood and will affect our emotional reactions with our kids, because it's all tied in together. So I wanted to share with you a little funny story that happened the other day that I think you'll find a little funny. I found it a little funny. So the other day, I had a really low day. like spiritually. I was really upset with God. I was really disappointed. I felt like I've been praying for a long time and God is just absolutely not answering. And like, I almost felt angry with God, like to the point where it's like, I know I vented out loud earlier in the day to my husband about how upset I am with God. I cried a lot. I journaled. I meditated. I listened to worship, but I just still, it was this heaviness that I was just felt so low. And I was just like sitting on the couch and crying. My kids were around me. I turned on the screens for them to make things easier for myself because I wasn't in a position to show up for them and be that mom that I really want them to be. So I was sitting there on the couch crying, and my husband gets home and he sees me on the couch and he comes up to me and he's like, "How can I help you? What's going on?" I'm like, "I'm just really upset with God. And it's just like, it's just so draining that he's not answering." And he's like, "You know what? I know this one podcaster that teaches on about emotional wellness and motherhood. I think she can help you." So like we both cracked up. He was referring to me. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, you're too funny." So that, you know, brought out a little laugh out of me. But it's not about perfection, you know, and that's one of the things I have to constantly remind myself. I feel like I put this even higher kind of like standard for myself because I teach this. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I should know how to do this better. I should be able," that's kind of like my thought process. "I should be able to have it more together." But you know what? I have to remind myself right now, we're dealing through a lot. We literally moved across country. We don't have family here. We are still struggling in some areas. And especially like right now, I'm struggling spiritually because God's not answering a prayer, a very time-sensitive prayer that there's a time limit that it needs to be answered by. And so confusing, like, "God, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to continue to wait? Do you want us to take action? But if we're taking action, does that mean we don't trust you?" And I'll maybe share with you later on the details of this. I feel like at this point, I'm not ready to do that yet. But like, it just feels so, so confusing. And man, this past week, I just cried so much. I cried so much. I talked to my sister and I cried, and I talked to my mom and I cried, and I talked to my husband and I cried, and I journaled and I cried. I sat outside and I just prayed out to God and I cried, and it just so much heaviness. And I wanted you to remember this. And like, I wanted to touch on this because when you're struggling mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, right? There's this battle, this negative, maybe mental thoughts. Emotionally, you feel so, so down, right? Because it's all interconnected, right? So if you are mentally struggling, you will struggle emotionally as well, in the sense of like your emotions will be low. And when you're struggling emotionally, it will also affect your spiritual. It's all like all of them are so connected, and it's going to drain your physical energy. So that's why it's so important to have the skills and the tools. You can allow yourself to feel sad and down, and that's what I do. I allow myself to feel those feelings, but then I'm like, "I'm done feeling this way. I'm ready to kind of get out of this." And I have the tools and the skills that I need to support myself to get out of it. And this is the kind of stuff I teach you in my coaching program. If you're a Christian and you're a believer, and we do focus on a lot of the practical aspect of things, but if a spiritual aspect is something that is important to you, I can definitely incorporate that with you in my one-on-one coaching calls, because that is a huge part of my life, the spiritual aspect and having God in my life. But if you're not a Christian, that's totally fine. We just focus on all the practical aspects of things in the psychology of things, you know, because you're still going to get a lot of benefit from my program. But when you bring in the spiritual aspect, I think it helps even more. Either way, what I wanted to touch on is that it's all interconnected. So it's going to also drain us physically. And I noticed that last week I was so much more exhausted and tired. And it was like in my menstrual cycle where I should have a lot more energy, right? Because I kind of keep track of my cycle. And the ovulation time of the month is typically when you have a lot more energy and you're a lot more go, go, go. But I felt so, so drained. I was so exhausted. And that's because I'm having a struggle spiritually with God. It's affecting my thoughts, right? It feels like God's not answering. He's not listening. The devil is also trying to attack my thoughts, sending doubt, negative thoughts that, you know, God's not going to answer your prayer, all of that. It's affecting my emotions, right? Because I feel so much lower. I feel so sad. I'm crying. I'm so disappointed. And it's affecting me physically. I feel a lot more drained. So how does that affect my motherhood? Okay, let's kind of like, unpack that. Because when we're physically exhausted, we don't have the energy to emotionally regulate like we normally would. Our brain is focused on our unmet need that we're exhausted and that we need like rest and has a harder time emotionally regulating. It's still possible to emotionally regulate, but it's just harder. Okay. It will just be harder. How about if we're mentally struggling, right? If we're mentally struggling, we have negative thoughts, it's going to make us feel worse emotionally, right? And when we're emotionally struggling, we're in our emotional part of the brain, our thinking brain is shut off, and it's hard for us to emotionally regulate. If you remember any of my earlier episodes, our thinking brain is the part of the brain that's behind our frontal lobe that helps us make positive choices, think logically, be respectful, emotionally regulate, be more calm and present. But if we're triggered, if we're overwhelmed, if we're stressed out, if we're struggling mentally, we're in our emotional part of the brain. And when we are in our emotional part of the brain, the thinking brain shuts off. And the emotional part of the brain, we're a lot more reactive. We're more disrespectful, rude, snappy, less patient. That's why we need strategies to help us feel safe and move our into that thinking part of the brain to be more patient and calm. Okay. So it's all interconnected. All of this is connected. And so for me, it's like spiritually struggling and it's just spilling out into mentally struggling, to emotionally struggling, into physically struggling. So all this to say, this whole past week, it's just been so much harder. Like I keep noticing I'm just more edgy with my kids. It's like, no, this is not who I want to be. I know I want so much better. I know I can do better, but I'm struggling. And here's the thing. What I want to remind you is that this is not about perfection. As much as I would love to be a perfect parent, I'm not. I still mess up. Like this morning was a little rough with my kiddos. We were rushed. Things didn't go as smooth. And I just should have gotten the kids up earlier. I get up at a good time, but I should have gotten up the kids earlier so then they would have more time, but I didn't and things were rushed and a little bit more chaotic and not as smooth, and that, you know, kind of creates that chaos in your day. So I'm like, okay, what can I do better tomorrow? Get the kids up earlier. That's going to make things easier. Those are the kind of practical things I do teach in my program. But right now I want to kind of circle back and remind you that if you're in a season of your life where you're going through a divorce, where you're grieving a loss of a loved one, maybe a miscarriage, if you're in a season where you moved across country and there's huge change for you and the kids, because some of my kids have been struggling, adjusting and having a lot more emotional meltdowns and outbursts. And I'm confident that part of it is just the big transition, right? And I just want to remind you that it is normal to have hard days. It is normal to have days that we're struggling. We're humans. We all have times like that. My goal is just to not be stuck in there, right? Not to stay stuck in there. And if you feel like you're stuck in that season, this is where I can help you, right? I was low for a few days and then I'm like, okay, nope. I don't like how I feel. I don't like how this is affecting me and my motherhood and being with my spouse. I want to feel better. I want to experience those positive emotions. So I have a toolkit that I go back to that helps me feel better. I know what I can do to get myself out of it. And if you listen to that episode, How to Get Out of a Funk, an earlier episode I did just recently, you'll probably, a lot of the things in there that I mentioned are the ones that I was doing this past weekend to help myself get out of that mode where I was just feeling so, so low. And a lot of it was about like having healthy ways of getting that negative disappointment. I'd say negative emotions in the sense that they're not bad. They're just negative in the sense they don't feel good. Negative emotions, to get them out in a healthy way, like by venting, by journaling, by having, like talking to safe people. Those are the ways that I know that help me process my feelings and get those emotions out. And I feel so much lighter and easier. And you know what? Even if in my program, you don't make a lot of changes in the sense of like actionable steps, but the fact that we meet every week and you feel seen and heard and understood will already make you feel 1,000 times lighter. I got together with a friend last week, and we were talking about some of the things that she was dealing with. And we had the conversation for like 3 hours, but it was more like I just let her talk and I validated her and just made space for her to share her struggles. I allowed her to cry without judging her. I allowed her to feel seen and heard and understood. And she later texted me. She's like, "Thank you so much. I feel like so much better after that conversation." And I didn't even say much. I was just made the space for her. And if this is you and you just need somebody to talk to, I do offer free stress management calls. You know, I will link that in below. It's like a 30-minute call that we can hop on. And if you just need a vent and having a safe person to talk to that helps you feel seen and understood, like, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I want you to succeed. I want you to feel better. I want your mood to be better. I don't want you to feel like you're suffocating in motherhood, because you deserve so much better than that. Like, that's not what motherhood is for. Like, God did not create motherhood for you to feel like you're drowning all the time, to feel like you're suffocating. And I was talking to a gal in the DMs this weekend, and she's like, "You know, I do want your help, but I'm struggling asking for help." And I'm like, "Well, what do you think so?" She's like, "Because, well, my mom never asked for help because it's a sign of weakness. I should be able to know how to do this all. I should be able to know how to be a mom, right? Like, I should have had this figured out. Like, I have a couple kids. Like, why should I ask for help?" And here's the thing, like, motherhood, yes, there's some like instincts that were, you know, come when we have babies and all that. But in general, like, it doesn't come with a manual. And a lot of the things we just learn as we go. And there will be seasons in our lives where we are struggling more than others. And there are seasons in survival mode, and that's okay. The goal is not to be stuck in there. If you feel stuck in survival mode, that's when we need to, you know, reach out and get for help. I can tell you that I am not where I am today because I tried to do everything on my own. I promise you, I've had a lot of help and support. I have went to counseling one-on-one. I have went to parenting counseling. I have mentors in my life. I ask my husband for help a lot, like a lot, a lot. Right now I don't have family nearby, but when I lived in Minnesota, I asked family for help. My mother would take the kids for sleepovers. My mother-in-law would watch the kids once a week for a few hours. I would ask for help to support myself, to not get burned out, to not get so overwhelmed where I'm snappy and agitated and frustrated. And that is something I learned from getting support, right? From having somebody that walked me through it, coaches that I have hired, you know, and you get to do that too, right? You don't have to stay stuck where you're at right now. You are meant for so much more than dreading your days and hating motherhood and feeling like a failure and feeling like everything is just messy and chaotic and you're just constantly go, 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 go and frustrated and agitated. Like, I promise you there's another way to do things. And it's probably you're feeling that way because you're completely depleted, completely burned out. You haven't had a moment to yourself to recharge and things feel that way, right? So I'm here to support you. I want you to thrive. I want you to succeed. I want you to wake up and like look forward to your day and just not dread every single minute of it. And it's possible. I promise you, it is possible. I've been through a season of depression in my life. I know how hard things can get. I remember it was so, so hard. I felt like making dinner and doing a lot of laundry felt like too much. It literally felt like too much, those two tasks. So I feel you. I've been there and I don't want you to stay stuck there. So obviously I'm not like professional psychologist. And if we get on a call and, you know, you tell me about deeper kind of things that you're struggling with, sometimes I'm not the right fit for you. And that's okay. And I will tell you, you know, I think you need to get professional help, like a therapist. I don't think my program is the right fit for you. But for a lot of moms, it will help. It will help. It will help you get out of that burnout survival mode, running and empty, and turn the corner and step into that version of yourself where you feel supported, you feel loved, you feel appreciated, you feel like you're actually doing a good job, you feel good about yourself as a mom. And that mom guilt and all those negative thoughts are behind you. Like, that is not where you're going to stay anymore. So if you want to learn more, the details are in the show notes. You can either book a call with me or just send me an email at hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy. And you can say, hey, tell me more about your coaching program. And we can kind of talk more back and forth about that. So today is August 29th. And as of today, and I'm posting this episode today, actually, as of today, my prices is still $7.99, but starting in September, it's going to double. So if you're listening to this episode and this resonates with you and you want to learn more, send me an email and or a DM on Instagram. We can set up a call. If you email me before the end of the month, and even if we set up a call, you know, like in September or something, but if you email before the end of the month, then you can get the $7.99 price. Otherwise, if you message me in September, that's totally cool. And I'm here for you. I would love to support you, but the prices is going to be doubled because I want you to succeed. I want you to thrive. I don't want you to feel stuck. And you don't have to silently suffer. There's so much more to motherhood than survival mode, and I'm here for it, okay? I would love to hear back from you if you have questions for me. I was thinking about this. If you have questions for me, I want you to do something. Email me at hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy, or you can DM me. And if you want me to answer some questions on my podcast, something that like, you're like, oh my gosh, she still hasn't answered that, but I really wonder, like, this is my struggle. What can I do about this? I would love to make an episode with some answering some questions that you are experiencing. And so message me and I will collect a few questions from my listeners and I will make an episode about it and answer those questions and we'll go from there. I would love to hear back from you. DM me if you have any questions. I'm here to support you, Mama. You have a wonderful day. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.